And you mentioned onions in connection with the hush puppies. What do you call the little tiny onions that you eat, stalk and all, if you like them?
Oh. Someone called scallions.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. How about the stuff that is green and is slimy if you boil it, but very nice if you fry it?
Oh, that's okra.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
If you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it will dry up and...
Prune.
Well, what do you say it does?
It shrivels.
Mm-hmm, good. The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads?
Cabbage.
Okay, and the kind that you use in salads that we had today is?
Lettuce.
Mm-hmm. And if you were buying more than one lettuce, you'd go into the store and say, give me three?
Head.
Okay. Then, to get beans out of the pod, you would have to?
Shell them.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of beans do you have to shell?
Well, there's lima beans.
Mm-hmm. Is there another name for them?
Yeah, butter beans.
Are they the same thing?
Yes.
As far as I know, they are.
Okay, good.
Different parts of the country call them different. We call them butter beans. Mm-hmm. I had a brother-in-law call them flats.
Flats? Where's he from?
He's from Sugar Valley, right north of Rome.
Really?
That's a nickname for him.
Oh, I never heard that.
Well, I hadn't either. He brought it down here, and he liked to say it. He's the only one.
Well, what is the kind of bean that you don't have to shell, that you break up into pieces?
Snap bean.
Is there another?
Bean.
Which would you call it?
I call them snap beans, but a lot of people
green
call them
beans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
String bean.
Yeah, okay. Snap bean's the usual term, though.
I think that would be my number one.
Okay, good. Then if you cooked the tops of turnips, you'd say you're cooking...
Greens.
Okay. Are there other kinds of greens that you eat around here?
Yeah, there's parsley.
We don't eat parsley.
Well, you don't cook parsley.
Cabbage is greens.
Well, I meant like turnip greens.
Oh.
Mustard.
Yeah, mustard beans.
Okay. You were talking about the heads of lettuce before. If you had several children, would you ever say so many heads of children?
No, not me.
Okay. What would you say if you had a large number of children? You say he has 14?
Family.
Okay. Would you ever say passel?
I've heard it used. I would.
How would you say it? How would you pronounce it?
Passel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the outside of an ear of corn is called the?
Husk.
Mm-hmm. And the stringy stuff is the?
Is the,
What you pull off?
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
Get it off.
You got to. Yeah, corn silk.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff up at the top of the ear that flops over?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob?
I call it sweet corn.
Is there another name?
Ballon corn.
How about roasting ears?
We use that, yeah.
How do you say it?
Roasting ears.
Okay.
I don't say the ing particularly.
Well. Some people run it together a lot more.
Roasting.
Roastnir or something.
Yeah, roastnir.
Yeah. What is the stuff that's the thing that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of, big orange thing?
Oh, it's tissue paper.
Pumpkins.
The vegetable.
Oh, you mean pumpkin.
Okay. And
you want me to say pumpkin?
Whichever way you say it. How do you say it?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And then the yellow stuff with a crooked neck vegetable.
Oh, that's squash.
All right. And what kinds of melons would be raised around here?
You mean the name of watermelon? You've got mush melons, you've got watermelons, you've got rattlesnakes, you've got cantaloupe, and Crenshaw. We don't raise them around that, I don't think, but they're
is
good.
Is Crenshaw a watermelon or?
No, it's a cantaloupe.
It's a cantaloupe, okay. What is the little thing that's...
No, it's not. It might be at that. It's smooth on the outside, though, like a watermelon. Mm-hmm. Crenshaw melon.
Hmm. I don't know what it is, really.
It tastes kind of like cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. What is
flavor.
The little thing that looks a little bit like an umbrella that grows up in the woods?